Is Tom there? Did I get to ask him about it?
Oh. Hey.
Tom.
Look, sport. Maybe you're afraid because right now you think I'm perfect. Maybe you're afraid because you think, in my mind, you're perfect.
You looked great, now you look like crap.
Well, I'm not perfect. And let me save you the suspense. You're not perfect either. The question is, are we perfect for each other?
You guys use coconut oil as lube, Tom?
Love, salt and smoke.
Now, back to Jay and Joe on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
We're out here at Bomber O'Brien's. A lot of people registering to win the prizes that we have to give away. You need to get out here, too, and register. Till 6 o'clock, that's when we're doing the drawing for many of the prizes that we are giving away. We have four pairs of Bud Bash tickets and four pairs of upgraded Lou Fest VIP tickets. So eight pairs of tickets. The Bud Bash game is September 13th. Get a chance to get Matt, possibly, Jim Edmonds' autograph. But 2 hours before first pitch, free Bud Light, free Budweiser there at the game for the Bud Bash and the Lou Fest tickets. To upgrade them, that's a $350 value. You get the free beer, free wine, food and specialty libations. You'll also get the VIP viewing stages and access to the exclusive area along with Lupest VIP lounge access. So it is coming up on the 6 o'clock is when we'll be giving that out. So come on out. The bucket's getting filled, but make sure you get in there. Eight chances to win. Come on in for that. During the break, we... Engine Joe's K-Ride Magic Man, who's a sponsor of the show, Kevin Miller. Hoff, this is going to be an issue. He said he sent out a giant postcard campaign telling everyone to listen to the show on Friday. That's going to be an issue. Yeah. So that's going to be getting to people's homes, and then they're going to tune in, and that's... See, they're just going to be disappointed. All because people can't follow directions. All because people can't follow directions. It's not that hard. Not that difficult. Again, I guess it'll be you and Howard and I thought Matt Rocchio. He's going to be running the board for us. And at the new station, board ops can speak, right?
I believe so. That's not they're not constricted like they are here. That's why we have Dan who can't speak and Seth behind the glass. That's how we got those nicknames.
Yeah, it's good that Seth can't speak, and not many people want to hear what Seth has to say. So that's not a bad thing.
It's a lot of D's jokes.
Yeah, he and Hockman, you know, if they did a show together, it wouldn't be good, but you'd know what you were getting if you tuned in. I think that's a good way to describe it. So, yeah, that's what's coming up on the program for there. You see, that Kavorsky's sister saying, throw my name in that bucket. That's not how it works, Kavorsky's sister. You have to come up here to Bomber O'Brien's and throw your own damn name in the bucket.
Whoa!
Just like many other people have done here at Bomber O'Brien's so far. Beef Momo talking about back to Ray King. I bar back to Ray King's dad. Oops, nope, no, no.
No, no, don't finish that. Don't finish it.
No. Oops. I don't know this. Oh, so, see, Kavorsky's sister, she says she's an 1860s, another sponsor here of the show, so she says she can't. Send somebody up here. Send Kavorsky up here to do it. See, there are other ways to get your name registered in. This place is awesome that Eddie has made. Yeah, that Eddie has put together. I'm looking forward to having the draft up here next Tuesday, Hoff, because, you know, I don't like drinking when I'm on the air, but I will have no problem drinking while doing a fantasy football draft next Tuesday when I'm not on the air. I will have no problem, no issues doing that.
I am looking forward to that. I believe I'm going to assume, because I've been to Maggie O'Brien's on a number of different occasions, and I'm a fan of what they serve there. I'm going to assume that Bombers has the exact same appeal.
Yeah, I would say it's pretty close to what they do there. Oh, I should have got the pretzel bite. They have pretzel bites on the menu, and those are always a winner. Those are always always winning in my book.
Pretzels so and a cold one's never a bad combination.
Nope. And Hoff, I'm sure they have all your craft beers that you enjoy out here too.
And if it's an Irish one, Irish place, like Bob O'Brien's, we got good Ireland beer, too.
I saw South City Tone was drinking a Killian's Red. Is that Irish?
That's not bad. I prefer more of the Guinness and Smittics.
Oh, sorry. 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 Huh. Troll actually had with a funny text in here. You don't drink on the air. I'm praying that someday you'll be able to drink all the time. You see, that's his. He was clever enough to come up with a way of saying he wishes I wasn't on the air anymore. He finally sent something in that was actually funny.
How many shows did this was this on the air for? You've been on for in this time slot.
This started July. It started in the June. What's June go 30 days? So it would have been June 30th.
There we go. Took to the last one.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah, good for him. Good for him. Finally, all this time that passed by. 618, speaking of craft beers, is fall not the best season for beers? Hoff, where do you stand on the pumpkin beers?
See, I'm not a big pumpkin beer guy. I'm not a big pumpkin anything guy. I don't like pumpkin pie. Pumpkin beer's okay. I don't like Starbucks has like a pumpkin spice latte. I have no interest in ever trying that. My favorite season for beer is winter. I'm a big winter seasonal fan.
What are the tastes that come out in the winter?
It's a little darker. Some might have like a little hint of cinnamon in it. It's good. I'm a big fan of that. Might be a little bitter too, because you know winter's a little bitter of a season.
I go with the summer one so I can get the fruity beers. Give me a nice fruity beer and I'll be happy.
South City Tone sending in what they do have. I guess they can't say it. I'm not sure what the legality of it.
You can say what beers they
have.
Okay,
they have both Guinness and Smittics, so that's good.
You can't say what prices they are.
So you know what the play is? And here's what you do. This is what you do after the show.
You mix the two beers together.
It's called a blacksmith. And it's
that's actually a real thing?
Yes. Called a blacksmith, and it's Smittics, most of the glass, and then they top it off just a little bit with a bit of Guinness, and then the density is such that the Guinness kind of sits on top of the Smittics, and then you start to drink it, and then they start to mix a little bit, and it's just delightful.
What other that's to mix them together?
Yes.
What do you call it if you mix Bud Light and Coors Light together?
Poison.
It's 4:46. Time to find out things that have happened on
this day in history.
Sponsored by Tanner Law.
And for the final time, Jerry Tanner will sponsor this day in history. Jerry Tanner actually met with him this morning. He's coming along. He'll be sponsoring a segment on the show that begins tomorrow and continues into the following week. Even though I won't be here on Friday, he will still be a sponsor of the show, and the show will still exist past day one. But as Afternoon Drive comes to an end, Jerry Tanner, attorney at law, would like to thank Joe, Jay, Brian, and Plowboy for promoting Tanner Law. We had some laughs and hopefully shed some light on various legal topics. And remember, if you are injured in a car accident or hurt at work, you can call Jerry Tanner. 314-241-1956, 241-1956, or visit tannerlaw.net. They can help you get the compensation you deserve. Lousy?
The choice of an attorney is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisement.
I mean, let's be honest, Joe. He's mainly thinking Plowsy.
Yeah, that's what we talked about. And it basically, we sat across from the table, and he looked at me, and he said, Joe, can you get Plowsy to continue doing this? I go, Jerry, it's in the system. I go, Jerry, we can work that in there any way possible. Plowsy's going to be at the station. We'll still have that. And you know what he did? He pushed a check across the table. He goes, you've got my sponsorship, boy. That's how it works. Yeah, that's inside radio of how it worked behind the scenes. That's exactly how it worked. That's how I remember it happening at around 10:15 this morning.
Nice.
That's how it went down. He basically said if Plowsy continued to do his role, he didn't care what any of us said about his company. As long as Plowsy did his part, he was going to continue to sponsor it.
Way to be a team player, Plowsy. Hey, Joe, speaking of teams, on this day in 1895, transition, first pro football game was played. Quarterback John Brillier. Joe, he was paid a whole $10 to play, and they won. I didn't say the team, but John won. I'm assuming John was against everyone else. He won 12-0. On this day in 1964, Rocky Marciano, the former heavyweight champ and a subject of one of the finest movie scenes in cinematic history, dies in a plane crash. On this day in 1987, Michael Jackson's Bad Music album is released, including songs Bad, Man in the Mirror, and Smooth Criminal. The 18-minute music video of Bad also premieres on U.S. TV. And on this day in 1997, Diana, Princess of Wales, is taken to the hospital after a car crash shortly after midnight in the Pont de la Mar road tunnel in Paris. She is pronounced dead at 4 a.m. that morning. Also, the death of Dodi El Fayed, Egyptian businessman, in the same automobile accident, and driver Henri Paul.
The Bad album, it, as of 2012, it had sold between, I don't know how you get this, I don't know how you can go this, how you can't be this, you know, have it down this much. It says between 30 and 45 million copies worldwide.
That's insane.
You would think that the margin of error there would be a little less than 15 million.
That is true. That's a lot.
Yeah. It had been certified platinum 9 times in the U.S. and named one of the 30 best-selling albums of all time. If it has sold over 45 million, it would be one of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It would be the 9th one to sell 40 million copies. They claim that it has sold 34 million copies. So I don't know what they have that. Can you, any guess, and I don't know how big of a music guy you are, any guess on what the other albums to have sold over 40 million are?
I know that, I know Thriller has, because that's the highest selling, isn't it? Or
65
believed to be?
Million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that's a wild, and it's obscene for Michael that this album that was around 40 million, give or take a few, is a distant second for him.
Right.
That's pretty absurd. Was the White Album, did that do over 40 million?
Do not see the White Album on the list.
I would have thought the White Album. Then I'm not sure. What are the other ones?
I'm looking here where the White Album, and it doesn't have any on here. I mean, it doesn't have the White Album under 20 million copies. I mean, it's, yeah, that's kind
I would
of
have guessed
odd. That,
that would have made it.
Right. Sgt. Pepper is on here. Not one of those. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club sold 32 million. Mm. But after Michael Jackson's Thriller goes AC/DC Back in Black.
All right.
That has sold 50 million copies.
That's a good one.
Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
That's also a good one.
45 million copies. Whitney Houston's The Bodyguard, 44 million.
All right, RIP.
I'm going to skip over the next one. I'm going to go Eagles with their Greatest Hits album at 42 million.
That's solid.
The Bee Gees' Saturday Night Fever at 40 million.
Well, Joe, that was a dark time in American music history. Why did the Bee Gees sell that many albums?
Fleetwood Mac with Rumors at $40
million. Joe, what was the one you skipped?
From 1977, Progressive Rock sold 43 million copies. It was an album hoff that was released by a man named Michael Lee Addy.
It wasn't Bat Out of Hell, was it?
Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell.
God, what the hell was the 70s thinking?
Sold 43 million copies.
See, here's the thing. Over the weekend, the VMAs were on, and they were on like 8 different channels. But you see a lot of people complaining about the music that young people are listening to. No, they have no room to complain. One generation, 40 million times, bought a Meatloaf album. That's unforgivable. Wow, this is great. I want to hear this more. Why would you think that about Meatloaf? Or the Bee Gees? In 1 year, the Bee Gees and Meatloaf sold 80 million combined albums. What drug could be released today that could possibly possess 80 million people to buy 80 million, to buy one album that's so terrible, or two albums that are so terrible?
Like, your friend down the street buys the Meatloaf album, asks you to come over and listen to it.
No.
You do. And you go, hey, can I borrow that? No, absolutely not. I'm not giving you my Meatloaf album. You have to go buy it yourself. And you think, this is such a good album, I'm going to go buy it myself.
Hey, you want to come listen to my Meatloaf album? No, I just lost all respect for you.
$43 million times people bought that.
Mm-mm. Nope. Joe, speaking of music, I saw this on Twitter earlier today. This isn't meant to be, like, political. I just saw it and it amused me because it seems just kind of wrong. I guess Hillary Clinton was at some fundraiser, and Paul McCartney and Jimmy Buffett were there. And Hillary danced with Paul while Jimmy Buffett was playing Cheeseburger in Paradise. Now, imagine being at a party, and Paul McCartney's there, and it's Jimmy Buffett playing the music. That's grounds for leaving to me.
I mean, you have to sit there. You have to sit there and think, like, and hope, okay, at some point, Paul has to pick up a guitar, right?
Now, Paul has to, like, add some dignity to this appearance here, right?
Like, you're just trying the whole time. Like, people keep going up to Paul and setting a guitar next to him. You just set it up and you walk away and you're like, okay, maybe if he sees that, he'll pick it up.
Paul, you want
to
play Hey Jude? Maybe, no. Please, please.
Or you go up and you have a guitar in your hand, you bump into Paul. Oh, Paul, I'm so sorry. I was going to go play, but hey, you want to? You want to give it a shot?
Could you purposely spill your drink on the piano that may, so maybe Jimmy would, like, walk away? Like, oh, no, sorry, dry it off. Hey, Paul, it's dry. You want to go?
Yeah. Or just do something. Yeah, just, like, spill your drink on Jimmy Buffett. It's weird. He has to go, like, dry himself off. And be like, hey, no one's playing. Hey
Paul.
Paul, you've had some history playing music. You wanna give this a shot?
How about real music on this piano?
Huh?
Some stupid frat boy song.
The 314 is mad at us. Calls the two of us children, saying we had to be there.
No, I'm glad I wasn't.
The real Doug Sass says, "Who is the slap nuts talking that's ripping Bat Out of Hell? You're a moron." Ray King says, stop hating on Meatloaf. People are mad at our hot takes on Meatloaf. That would be a really, yeah. That'd be disappointing. Was there like a professional dancer there too while Hillary was dancing? And you're like, no, we want her to dance. Oh, Hillary's dancing. Oh. Okay, then.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's a solid final this day in history. I'm happy with that.
I mean, Meatloaf songs last forever, too. Bat Out of Hell, Paradise by the Dashboard Light, they just don't end. At least bad music today lasts only like 3 minutes.
Big Al keeps texting in if he can come by. Why the hell wouldn't he be able to come by? Does he have beef with Eddie? I mean, yes, Big Al, you can come by. 618, you guys are idiots.
No, I will definitely stand by my Meatloaf as a musician is terrible hot take.
The thing is, I don't, it's not even, It's not even that I don't like the music. Like, I think the songs are fine. I don't understand why people bought the album 43 million times. Like, that's what confuses me. Like, I'll listen to those songs. That's not it. It's like, why did people keep buying this over and over again? That's where I'm confused by it. All right. Take a break. When we come back, it'll be our final top five at five. Also, in the 5 o'clock hour, we will replay for you. Hoff, I almost think that we should just replay the... I mean, how do we know how long the segment was of Match Game? Like, do we know how long it was?
Ooh, Inside STL Match Game. I should be able to find it somewhere.
Oh, Big Al says boy. He owes Eddie money. But Eddie's here, so he probably would want to collect on the money that you owe him. PGA Pro Dan says, tell Big Al to bring his pitching wedge. But are they going to hit pitching wedges inside Bomber O'Brien's? I don't think the sponsor would like that. Too many expensive TVs around. Too many. All right, maybe we even play the Match Game. Maybe we even play that for folks. If we can find it and edit it down and make it worth your while, maybe we play that for you and revisit quite possibly one of the worst moments ever on 920 history. Maybe we could do that as well coming up in the final hour of the final episode of the Afternoon Drive here on CBS Sports 920.